Hello there, and welcome to Bald Man Stories, a collection of surreal and weird tales. All stories have been written and produced by me, Sean Tate. So, whoever and wherever you are, sit back and enjoy. Raindrops by Sean Tate. Through the base of his apartment balcony, Jim watched a few lucky drops of rain fall between the grate and splatter on the ground below. It had been raining for hours, and shallow pools had formed around the base of the large oak that towered across from his window. He followed the heavy drops and smiled as they penetrated the surface of the pools and left behind minute explosions in their wake. Jim was lost in the watery show when someone from below tried to get his attention. "Hey, are you there?" This was one of Jim's neighbours. He never learned his name or saw his face. He only knew that he only ever spoke to him when it rained. Jim shifted himself forward and tried to catch a glimpse of his elusive neighbour, but found he was shrouded in shadow. He cleared his throat. "Yeah, I'm here."
"Oh, great. I seem to have found myself on a spot of bother. Would you mind coming down and helping me out?"
Jim noticed that his neighbour sounded somewhat desperate and wanted to help him out, but there was also a part of Jim that warned him not to get involved. Going against his better judgement, he got to his feet. "Give me a moment and I'll be down." He left his apartment and descended to the fourth floor. Jim never liked going to the fourth floor in the complex. It always smelled of damp carpet and cats. He stopped outside his neighbour's apartment and raised up his hand to knock when it opened by itself. Jim gasped. The fumes of industrial scent glue wafted out and caused his eyes to water.
"Oh, hello? Are you there?"
he said as he pulled his t-shirt up over his nose.
"Yes, I'm in the bedroom. Come on in."
Jim hesitated and considered leaving, but since he was burdened with a conscience, he knew he couldn't leave without at least seeing if he could help. He scanned the dim room and couldn't make out any sign of his neighbour.
"Excuse me, are you in here?"
he said as he poked around the room and tried to keep his balance. The smell of glue was the strongest in her.
"Yes, I'm down by the side of the bed," his neighbour said eagerly.
Jim steadied himself.
"Now look, I don't want anything weird. If you can just inform me of the situation you happen to find yourself in, and I will be happy to go and get you some assistance." "Oh no, you mustn't," exclaimed the neighbour.
"Well, how am I to know you haven't gone and attempted what Marvin on the sixth floor got up to with the mannequins and the can opener?"
"You have to believe that I would never sink to Marvin's level. I'm a man of class."
A brief silence attempted to force its way through the industrial strength glue, but gave up when it grew dizzy.
"So, will you help me?" asked the neighbour. "Fine," said Jim, "but if this is anything like Marvin, I'm walking. I assure you, it's nothing as depraved as what he got up to."
Jim crept forward, peered over the side of the bed and let out a scream of pure horror. He ran from the room. His screams echoed down the hallway. The other inhabitants of the complex paused in their evening rituals as Jim ran past and then carried on with whatever they were doing when they realised where the screaming had come from. Jim reached his apartment and double-locked his door behind him. He went to his bathroom and jumped into the shower and turned it on full. He didn't even bother to undress, so intent was he to wash away what he had seen. Hours passed before he could bring himself to get out. Eventually he turned off the water and stepped out. As he dried himself, flashes of his neighbour came back.
His neighbour was stark naked and wore nothing but a horse mask and had both hands glued to the bottom with a carrot lodged in.
Jim gagged at the memory and hopped back into the shower.
So I take it you won't be helping me," sighed the neighbour.
Not one to give up so easily, the neighbour edged themselves closer to the edge of their balcony and shouted down to the third floor.
"Hey, you there?"
Thanks for listening, folks. Bald Man Stories is available over on Wooshka.com, Spotify, iTunes, and anywhere else where you get your podcasts. If you like what you're listening to and wouldn't mind leaving a review, that would be greatly appreciated. Well, until next time, take care. Bald Man out.